talk about stamps this morning, shall we? Why, you ask? Because it's an actual rare story, a rare event going on in the stamp community. There are one of only two mint condition versions of Canada's third ever produced postage stamp. It's going up for auction this weekend in Ottawa. This stamp was issued back in 1851, and boy, is there excitement in the community over this. Joining us is Brian Grantduff, who's a collector at All Nations Stamp and Coin Vancouver. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Simi.
How rare is this?
Well, they only made about 120 examples of the 12 penny black have survived. It's one of the world's most fabled and desired stamps, so it's known as a world-class rarity. The example being sold in Ottawa by Sparks Auctions is one of only two never-hinged examples. Sparks sold a hinged example in 2017 for more than $300,000. So the never-hinged version, which is one where the gum on the back has never been disturbed, the other one brought $425,000 in the U.S. in recent years. So we should be seeing a record price for this stamp, and that's always exciting in the stamp community. Stamps enjoying a resurgence due to COVID. People took up the hobby, and people doubled down on the hobby. And, of course, the Internet continues to challenge us all, and it's much easier for people to bid on stamps online. So people go to Stamp Auction Network and look at the 12 penny black and do their business. So, yes, big news in stamps.
It sure sounds like it. First of all, thank you for explaining what never hinged means, because I did not know that. So that means that it's never been used, essentially.
So that stamp is uncancelled. It has its full original gum, and no one ever mounted it in any way. So when you're collecting stamps, you have to figure out some way of holding them in a display, and this one somehow survived without being mounted, probably because it was part of a pair, and the other stamp in the pair was mounted, but this one wasn't. So it's essentially new from the post office. So just like it was printed in 1851, and just like all things, the better condition the rocket-firing Boba Fett figurine is in, the more it's going to bring.
Now, see, now you're speaking my language when you talk Boba Fett action figures. But let's talk about this. You said it's called the 12 Penny Black, and you said it's one of the rarest. Why? What makes it so exciting as a stamp?
It's actually a very beautiful stamp, which I think is part of its allure. It depicts a young Queen Victoria looking rather winsome. It's a famous portrait called the Chillon portrait. And just in the black ink on the white background, it really is a striking design. And it's one of the world's most fabled stamps. It's effectively the Mona Lisa of Canadian stamps. I think that's a fair comparison.
Okay. And I understand that at the time, not many of them, like back in 1851, not many of them were actually sold. Is that right?
Yeah, 12 pence was relatively a lot of money. The basic postal rate was 3 pence, and so it had to be a very heavy letter, probably banking correspondence going to the United States to have to be rated with 12 pence. So not many were used. Not many were even effectively distributed to post offices, and certainly the average person wasn't using them. So it's extraordinary that any survived, because most of them were recalled and burned by the post office back in the day. And so, like I say, there's 100, maybe 120 examples known in varying conditions. There's only two mint pairs in private hands. There's only two used pairs in private hands. And there's only two never-hinged examples known, of which the one in Ottawa is one.
Okay, so what, Brian, what makes a stamp collectible?
Well, it's like anything. It's supply, demand, and condition. And sometimes Canadian stamps capture the sort of world market as well. And this is one of them, which is renowned around the world for its beauty and because it's one of the first issues of Canada back when we were a province in 1851. So it has sort of world demand. And supply and demand condition, effectively, for a stamp, you're looking for well-centered example, framed like a picture. And, of course, for mint stamps, we also care about the state of the gum on the back, which was what makes this one extraordinary, and its beauty. They're miniature pieces of art, so the more attractive they are generally, the more in demand they'll be. And, of course, the scarcer they are, often the more in demand they'll be. Even ugly stamps that are very rare have great commercial value.
So how did you get into this, Brian? How did you get such a passion for stamp collecting?
I was actually in VGH for an extended period of time as a seven-year-old, and my grandmother would come and visit me every day and give me comic books. And the nurses, of course, would take the comic books once I'd read them and give them to the other kids who were less privileged than I was. And so my grandmother, who, of course, was on a grandmother's budget, decided that maybe she should start giving me stamps and coins rather than comic books, and those would be less likely to be handed over to the other kids. And I started collecting, and I would go to the department store, coin and stamp shops, and the stamp shops downtown, and I would buy stamps by mail, and eventually became a stamp dealer at the age of 14, mailing stamps to my stamp collecting friends and trying to convince them to buy some from my price list. And then at the age of 18, I started working for a local auction house called Eaton and Sons, and I ended up working with their operations in both Toronto and Vancouver. When they wound up, I ended up running department store locations and then took over All Nation Stamp and Coin.
So you really fell for it. It's a great story because I think that's how so many people's collections start. Somebody gives them something and next thing they know they're collecting it, but you've turned it into a lifelong passion.
I've been very lucky. It's all I've ever done so far.
Is there something in your collection that you're still waiting to add? Is there something out there that you go, boy, I really wish I could put this there?
I'd love to handle one of the inverted Jenny upside-down airplane stamps from the U.S. I haven't done that yet.
Okay, what is that? Can you explain it? It's
a 24-cent airplane stamp where a guy went to the post office and discovered that because it was in two colors, the center was printed upside down. So it has a similar value to this 12-penny black and is prized around the world because it's an upside-down airplane error.
And so how many of those are there?
A similar quantity, a couple of hundred.
Right. So this must be, do you search out stamps worldwide? Like how often do you get to add to your collection? Because it sounds like it can be an expensive hobby.
It doesn't have to be. One of the great things about stamps is most people have some. And so if you're interested, you just tell people, hey, I'm interested in stamps, and they'll give you some and that will get you started. And you can collect by topic as well. So for Canadian stamps, obviously everyone needs the third issue, and that's what makes the 12-penny black newsworthy to Canadian collectors, is we all need to put it in our collection. But I'm very lucky in that stamps tend to come to me because I've been doing this for 40 years. People contact me from everywhere all the time and say, hey, what about this?
So will you be keeping an eye on this auction this weekend?
Absolutely. I would like to see it set a record price. And I would like to see it approach the similar value for the U.S. stamp. It's great when Canadian stamps are sold in Canada rather than having to go to New York or London or Switzerland. And it's great when Canadian stamps stay in Canada. So I'm hoping it will sell for a good price to a Canadian buyer and stay in Canada.
Well, we'll see what happens. But Brian, thanks so much. I learned so much this morning.
All right.
Have a good day. That's Brian Grant Duff, who's a collector at All Nations Stamp and Coin in Vancouver. Clearly passionate, but telling us all about this kind of special auction that is happening in Ottawa this weekend. One of only two mint conditions versions of this stamp, which was Canada's third ever produced. It was issued back in 1851. And as Brian told us, it's called the 12-penny black. It is one of the rarest. And it is going up for sale and looks like it could be a record price for that. And I can see how during the pandemic, people definitely either took up stamp collecting or maybe you rediscovered it. If you want to share your hobby with me, because I do love it when people do that, simi@cknw.com.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.